It's easier to live what you believe if you know what it is that you believe. And besides, trying to live differently than what you believe can get confusing. It drains your energy. So know what you believe and then live it. So we have reminders during the worship service at Daleville Christian Church and claim an affirmation of faith each time we worship. So this one is from 1 Peter, the first chapter. We were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down from our ancestors. With the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for our sake. Through him we believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so our faith and hope are in God. The reading from God's Word is from Matthew's Gospel in the 11th chapter, verses 20 through 24. Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No. You will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Those who are listening are certainly aware that we post the sermons on the church's website, and I may have mentioned that the sermons on animals have proven fairly popular. So today, we return to a message that is based, first of all, on a passage in the Bible that mentions animals. To be specific, the prophet Jeremiah mentions birds, several of them. I will share with you about those birds, and then we will turn to Jesus' words and see the connection of Jeremiah's point and Jesus' point. I might mention that Jesus says several things that are similar to Jeremiah's words, the prophet Jeremiah's words. Some scholars see about a dozen phrases where Jesus' words are based in the words of the prophet Jeremiah. And Jesus mentions birds several times. But Jeremiah is very specific. The words of the prophet Jeremiah are found in the 8th chapter, verse 7. In this chapter, the prophet Jeremiah is trying to warn God's people that they are on the wrong path. The prophecies in this section are simply labeled and the prophecies against Judah and Jerusalem. So here is Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7, and this is the King James Version. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle dove, and the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. There are several ways to translate several of the words in this verse, and as I'll mention again, the ancients of the Bible are not scientists. We do our best to translate their ancient words into modern language, but they might have several birds in mind, and so there are other ways to translate this verse. Yea, the heron in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle dove, and the cormorant, or crane, And the swift, or sparrow, observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. The Amplified Bible makes Jeremiah's point clearly and puts the words this way. Even the migratory birds are punctual in their seasons. Yes, the stork, excelling in the great height of her flight in the heavens, knows her appointed times of migration. And the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane observe the time of their return. But my people do not know the law of the Lord, which the lower animals instinctively recognize insofar as it applies to them. Migratory birds. The lands of the Bible are rich in migratory birds. Israel is the place to see birds from all over the world. Some of you know that the country of Israel is a land bridge between three continents. You move from Africa to Europe or Asia by crossing on or near Israel. If you want to go from Europe to Africa by land, you may go near or through Israel. If you are coming from Central Asia or the Saudi Peninsula to Africa, you will go near or through Israel. God has placed his people at the crossroads of three continents. Birds of three continents migrate near or over and through the lands of Israel. I can even show you the migratory routes that the birds use, and you should refer to the illustration that I posted on the website. It's reported that some 120 species of birds migrate through Israel. I believe the map is dramatic, so I would suggest that you take a look at it. And then the other photos of the birds I am discussing are posted for you, including some other variant possibilities as translations for those birds. The prophet Jeremiah mentions in particular four types of birds. These birds, the prophet Jeremiah had no doubt seen himself crossing through the land. Some of these birds he would see twice a year, but some just one of the seasons of migration. Jeremiah first mentions the stork. But I remind you, the people of the Bible were not scientists. Science has only in the last several centuries come up with the definite names for different species and subspecies of animals and birds. So when we translate these Hebrew words, we can't be certain which bird the prophet means. Let's take stork, for example. The stork is easily recognizable, but does appear closely with herons, or with egrets and cranes. They are all large and generally white water birds. Egrets are really just a type of heron, while cranes belong to a separate group of birds. Sometimes only the size is the biggest difference. But identifying the particular bird is not Jeremiah's concern. Jeremiah's point is whether it is a heron, an egret, a crane, or a stork, each of them know when they are supposed to migrate. They know the times. No one tells them when they should be on the move, but every year the bird does know when to be on the move, and knowing when to be on the move and where to go means the bird's survival. The bird will live because the bird knows when and where to migrate. The dove or turtle dove might also refer to one of several types of bird, a palm dove, or a plover, or a namaqua dove. All of these also migrate, and they know their times, and they know where to go for their survival. The bird known as the swift, a word that has been translated swallow and even sparrow, refers most probably to one of several swifts of Palestine. The common swift is very plentiful, and so is the alpine swift. Another species, the Galilean swift, lives all the year in the Jordan Valley. Another author suggested lesser kestrels or collared pranticles. Again, the point is not the exact kind of bird. The point Jeremiah makes is that these migratory species of bird, all of which he knew, the birds knew when to fly, the way to fly, the way to get there, and when to return and fly back. And knowing these things, the birds survived. They lived. And then, listing birds who are knowledgeable, the prophet Jeremiah contrasts simple birds with God's people, saying, "But my people know not the judgment of the Lord." We turn our attention to Jeremiah's meaning of these words. Two major ways to translate the phrase are, "My people know not the judgment of the Lord," and "My people know not the law of the Lord," or "My people do not know the requirements of the Lord," or "My people do not know the Lord's ways." My people don't know the rulings of the Lord. My people don't know the rules of the Lord. My people do not know what the Lord wants them to do. Birds know, but God's own people, they do not know. They don't know how God wants them to do. Of course, the prophet is saying, as God's people, you should know what God wants you to do, just as the birds know what to do. They know what God wants them to do, and they do it. But Israel, you do not know. That is a judgment on Israel. Jeremiah's point is taken up by Jesus here in Matthew 11. My old professors called these words of Jesus prophetic oracles of doom. Doom. I would have you notice that the doom is not something that would just happen. The doom that Jesus pronounces is the result of the people's own response to Jesus. You see, and you know, that Jesus had done miracles, healings, signs, and wonders, all of it demonstrating the Messiah's coming, the Messiah's presence in the midst of God's people. The blind could see, the lame could walk, every disease and sickness brought to Jesus was healed. And yet there was no response from the people who saw Jesus with their own eyes. The people of these towns, Jesus calls out, had heard Jesus' words, and they had seen Jesus use the power of God, but they did not follow Jesus. Jesus will say in Luke's gospel, "Hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret the present time?" And Luke also quotes Jesus saying, "Because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." Jesus is quoted in John's gospel saying, "I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." And they asked him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus replied, "You do not know me or my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts. Jesus in John's gospel speaks of knowing the Father over a dozen times. Jesus will say to some of the Pharisees, "You are wrong because you do not know Scripture and you do not know the power of God." Jesus himself is right in front of the people, telling them and showing them who he is. And the people do not know. They don't know in Chorazin. They didn't know in Bethsaida. And they didn't know in Capernaum. Those towns did not recognize the time of God's coming to them. And what is the result of this ignorance? Well, let me put it this way. Instead of these towns being remembered as the place that Jesus walked, and tourists could walk there in Jesus' own footsteps, those towns would be remembered as doomed. Just as Sodom was condemned, these towns' people will be condemned. But I point out one more thing. It isn't punishment that the towns stand condemned. God and Jesus are not angry with those towns. God and Jesus pity those townspeople. Jesus will cry over the city of Jerusalem, the city that will wind up killing him instead of listening to him and following him. And Jesus told the people of the city of Jerusalem, someday there will not be one stone left upon another. But God isn't going to bring the destruction. The Romans are going to rip Jerusalem apart. Why? Because Jerusalem's Jews and leadership didn't change their ways. And the Romans were not going to put up with it. Jeremiah reminds all of us that birds do what they know to do, and they survive and they thrive. So if anyone refuses to live like we are supposed to live, we have only doom to look forward to. And we have only ourselves to blame. Some of the Jews in the crowd at Jesus' trial, when Jesus was sentenced to crucifixion, said, Jesus' blood be upon us. And God says, okay, if that is what you want, that is the way it will be. Friends, if any bird refused to migrate like it's supposed to, it too will die. That isn't a punishment. It's just the way life is. None of us can expect to lie down in the middle of the interstate and expect to tell about it later. That isn't a punishment. It's the result of our actions. If a bird won't migrate with the flock, it can't live for long. That isn't a punishment. That's life. Jeremiah states clearly that God's own people don't know the natural result of their ignorance. Migratory birds know how to live. But God's people do not know how to live. Stupid birds know more than God's own people who can read and think. That's a part of what Jeremiah is saying. But here's the good part. Jesus kept saying, come to me. Come to me all. I have come to give life and give it in abundance. Jesus asked the disciples once, do you want to leave? And they said, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. Does anyone among you want to live? Listen to Jesus. Follow Jesus. Know the one who has come from God to you. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, Jesus said. All of us can respond. All of us can respond again today to live a real life in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We can all be born to a new life because of the one who came to give us life, Jesus the Messiah. The Christ. Amen.